The following podcast contains adult themes and language and is for mature audiences only.
Jesse, stop flipping me off. That's the intro. Jesse Kimball is flipping me off the entire time. I'm getting in my head. I'm ready to say whatever I'm going to say.
And, now you're all flustered.
And well, he flipped me off. He just sees over there flipping double birds.
I was really trying to get Steven to break
during the pre-show. Well, he was trying. Like I said, he had to turn his face there. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla Network. It's Thursday, February 23rd. We're almost done with February.
Which is ridiculous. February has gone by very quickly.
February, it was 75 degrees the other day, and this weekend is supposed to be 40.
We're having a nice spring this winter.
Yeah.
Now, see, I have actually decided that we have a fifth season.
Oh, yeah?
It is the season of February.
Oh, is it that lousy smarch weather?
Smarch.
Yeah, no, see, because February, all the time, especially here in good old southeast Missouri,
yep,
is really a grab bag.
It likes to do all four seasons within the same week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, today it almost hit 80.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I was outside without a coat.
And 40 this weekend.
Which is a big deal for listeners that don't know Lindsay.
Yeah. Lindsay wears hoodies in
summer.
July. Summer, yeah. And they always made fun of me for wearing trench coats in the summer anyway. Hey, let me introduce the panel here tonight. Of course, Shannon Young, I'm going to be your host, as always, on Thursdays, usually. Jesse Kimball's down at the end of the table.
Hello.
Lindsay Wolfgang to the right of me.
Hi.
I'm making a grand return to Podzilla 1985 for the first time in 4 years.
4 years?
The one and only Stephen Bright. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
It is. It's nice to see you. I see you every day, though.
You
so. Do.
Well, people ask me, you know, they're like, well, is Stephen not on the show anymore? And I'm like, no, he is. I'm like, but is he? And I go, well, I guess not.
To be fair, I just never requested to join any of your shows because, honestly, I just didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Well, so, yeah, you're like the anti-Ethan who's like every other show's like, hey, can I be on? Oh, we're talking about abortion rights. I'll be there. Just kidding. We would never talk about that because that would be instant, like, hate mail. Real quick, I said I was going to say the N-word before the show, and let me explain why. So, no, I'm going somewhere with this.
Because you've been watching too much Sunny?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. I read a story that there's a shirt. I don't remember where it's at, but it was a Negan shirt from Walking Dead.
I see where this is going.
And do you?
I'll go for it. We'll see.
Because I don't think you do, because I didn't know this. This is true. I didn't know this. But it was a shirt from the episode he debuted in, and it says, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And that's all it says. Mm. And they pulled the shirt for being blatantly racist. And I thought, how was that blatantly racist?
Oh, no, I get it.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's basically.
I stopped watching so long ago.
So can I interrupt you to make sure, or see if I'm right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there is, you guys might have heard of the very popular old, like, you know, pick a thing rhyme, the eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe.
Yep.
Oh. Yep.
There is a much, much more racist version of that little rhyme.
And I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
some people credit that that's the original version of it, or at least one of the original versions of it, is catch a N-word by the toe.
See,
if he hollers, let him go. And then suddenly it starts making more sense.
Because
why would the tiger...
The lion.
Catch a tiger by his toe.
No, yeah, you're right.
If he hollers, let him go. No! If you catch a tiger and you've got him strung up and he goes, rawr, don't let him go. That's the worst thing you can do.
Because at that point, like, the only thing that is saving your life is that you have him by the toe.
Is that rope? Isn't there a Fraggle version, too, that's like, catch a toe by the...
It's catch a tail by the tiger. Because it's supposed to be catch a tiger by the tail, but everything's backwards.
So how would that work out if it was about a black person instead?
I don't know. That's not what Fraggle Rock's about.
Is it like the secret technique from Kung Fu Panda with the pinky up? You just catch him by the tip of the finger and you skadoosh.
A tiger or a black person?
All of the above.
All of the above.
So anyway,
Jesse, you look uncomfortable.
I am a little. I am uncomfort personified. No, it's I heard that for the first time whenever I was a little kid. My grandpa, who I've talked about before. Super racist.
Wasn't he a wizard in the Ku Klux Klan?
No, I think I thought it was a dragon.
Oh, yeah. Was he a dragon or imperial wizard?
Yeah, it was a dragon. What's an imperial wizard?
I don't know the hierarchy of the Ku Klux Klan.
I think he's getting his D&D Palpatine and his KKK mixed up.
Because, yeah, high dragon, I think, is the term for it. Or is wizard a thing in the KKK?
I mean, there's the grand wizard.
I mean, you know more about it than we do.
No, I don't. My grandpa did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He is dead.
there is a grand wizard. Like, I know that is actually that is a title. You're going to look up the hierarchy of the clan, aren't you? Careful what you type into your phone.
I was actually just thinking about it, like, how to type this in. I'm opening an incognito tab.
Everything I look up is incognito these days.
Just today, Shannon, you said K to reply to a message, and you put one extra K in there.
I went KKK.
He always does that.
He does that a lot to make people uncomfortable.
It's like, Shannon, that's
easy,
too far.
Easy, guys. You're letting my secrets out.
That's normal.
People are going to think I ain't right here in a second.
Okay, there is the Grand Dragon, which is right under the Wizard. So the Wizard is the top wizard spot.
We're off to see the Wizard.
The Wizard is the top spot. My grandpa was a Grand Dragon. I am confident of that.
My grandpa was a veteran from World War II.
Mine was too.
Yeah, but yours fought for the South.
That's a different war.
Oh, I'm sorry.
that was, no. He didn't fight in that war. No, he fought in World War II. He was a cook though. He fought hunger. He fought hunger. He got shipped overseas. I want to say he was somewhere in France after D-Day, and he was cooking and he got injured and honorable discharge and all that good stuff.
My grandpa was, he was a soldier. He was in the army. That's all I know. I really don't know too much about it. I know he's in the, in Mount City. In between Mounds and Mount City, there's like a national cemetery for war heroes or for veterans, and he's buried there. So that's all. That's as much as I know about him, because my mom kept a lot from me, like that kind of stuff. Lindsay, what about you? You got family in the military?
Yeah.
Well, everybody else talked about it, so now it's your turn.
Because I don't remember who was in what branch.
But do you remember who was in what war?
No, I don't.
Well,
that would be important to know.
I mean, I've had relatives in the Army, in the Navy, in the Air Force.
In the Navy?
Uh-huh. My cousin Sean was in the Navy, and for a while he piloted the deepest diving sub.
Hmm.
And it was basically him, two other military people, and the rest were all scientists.
You know what I thought would be a really weird sex term? Like,
this is
like
a weird transition.
Well, you said deep. Uh-huh. And then I don't know why today I thought if I named my penis Helm and there was Helm's Deep. And the weirdest part is that I thought about that while I was talking to Hunter about D&D today. And I don't know why.
That's what was going through your mind today? I was there.
I mean, at that particular time.
I mean, he thinks about weird things. You should be used to this by now.
We really are. Yeah. My brain don't.
Hunter is currently uncomfortable.
Brain machine broke.
Brain machine
broke.
Well,
Hunter might actually be laughing at this point.
Well, I mean, he's
He's used to it. He's used to it. We've known each other for a very, very long time.
Well, that's good.
So, all right, you guys went to the Golden Corral tonight here in Cape Girardeau. And you talked a little bit about it before the show, but I want you to tell the fans, because I've never been to Golden Corral. This is like a whole new world for me.
I mean, you went to Ryan's, right?
No. Yes. Actually, yeah, once, I think.
I went there once, and comparing the two, Golden Corral is better.
Oh, yeah, Golden Corral is absolutely better than Ryan's. Yeah. Like, I remember when I was a kid, Ryan's was actually really good. And, I mean, this was back in, like, the year 2000.
Yeah.
Like 2000, 2001, that kind of era. Like, Ryan's was actually really good. Friday nights, I remember they had all-you-can-eat steak night. And it wasn't great steak, but I loved going.
But it was all you could eat. The portions were good.
The portions are, because I would just go up and get a piece of steak, drown it in A1 steak sauce, eat it, then go get another piece of steak and just repeat.
Yeah, you drown something in A1 steak sauce enough, it doesn't matter what it is, it'll be good.
That's right. Because A1 steak sauce is delicious.
Yeah, apparently chefs get really, really upset if you put A1 steak. Like, if you go to, I heard this, because apparently, why do I know this? Nicki Minaj once went to like a fancy restaurant, ordered steak, then had one of her minions go get A1 steak sauce for her, and she peppered the steak with it, and the chef was pissed.
If you go to like a legit restaurant and you get a steak there, yeah, like you don't put steak sauce on that. Like, that steak is going to be good without it. Like, because A1 steak sauce is going to be the only flavor you're going to taste.
A1 steak sauce is just a mask you're cooking.
You will get the look that Hank gave Bobby when he started to put ketchup on his steak.
I mean, make it like I always do. I know.
Because, yeah, when you go to a fancy restaurant, like, there's a reason, like, me and Asa were planning on going to a steak place up in St. Louis and paying $50.
Speaking of irresponsible spin monsters.
Yeah, Asa and I, we still have a plan. We don't know when we're going to do it exactly, but we're going to go up to St. Louis and we're going to get a good steak.
And how much does a good steak cost in St. Louis?
It's going to be $50 a plate.
$50 a plate. And I can't say too much because I was just in St. Louis with Allie over the weekend and we got pizza at JJ Twigs because it's my favorite pizza place, Lindsay. You know that.
I know.
We all know that.
We all know because Jesse and I and Steve, we were all there at the same time. Me, yeah. You, Lindsay. And
the four
and,
of us yeah. experienced yeah. JJ Twigs for
because
the first
time. Because two along of with you Chris and Steve, thought that you were big Stephanie. Men and got the big pizza yourselves Man, to, and you each took like half home.
To be fair, we saw the thing and we're like, well, that's smaller than a Little Caesars large.
Deceptive is what it was.
It was.
That pizza was a Decepticon. And but that was $50 for one pizza, two drinks, and an appetizer, which, I mean, isn't terrible, but anytime you pay $25 for a pizza, you're like, this better be the best goddamn pizza I've ever eaten. And then you take a bite and you're like, you got lucky.
And that's what I'm expecting to happen with this steak.
This better be the best goddamn steak I've ever had. You got lucky.
That'll do, pig.
Yep, that's what I'm expecting. Because the thing is, like, me and Asa both, like, we like our steaks red. And there is a thing called Pittsburgh Rare or Blue.
Lindsay, you should know about this. You're from that area.
Yes, but you're forgetting that when I lived back home, like, if anything came out the past medium, my parents were like, no, you're not eating that. So
your parents were irresponsible taste monsters.
That's not
true.
I
mean, you're the one who says I don't like flavor.
I mean, no, that is an accurate way to deal with steak. Like, anything over medium, like, medium to me is pushing it.
No, like, I mean, they're the other way. Like, these are the ones that are like, you're ordering it medium well.
Error, never mind. Yeah. You know, that's awful.
Yeah, no, once I got old enough, I order my own. It's like, yeah, medium or less.
I finally had, for Lindsay's birthday, me and her went to,
I got him to eat medium rare steak.
Was it Texas Roadhouse?
Uh-huh.
Or was it Logan's?
It was Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, it was Texas Roadhouse. We went to Texas Roadhouse, and I tried medium steak for the first time in my life.
Medium or medium rare?
Medium rare is what I'd ordered then.
And I think that's a little too much, because it was really good and juicy, but maybe a little
on
too.
On theirs, yeah. It could have used just a touch more, but it was still tasty.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, once you go past medium, the steak begins to lose its flavor, and you effectively have just, like, a piece of rubber with meat texture.
That's what the A1 steak sauce is for.
Right. That's accurate. But the way we're planning on ordering this steak, and it's going to be, like, a really good aged ribeye, the place we're getting it from, so it's going to be tasty, and the way Pittsburgh Rare works, basically, it's effectively raw in the inside.
Yeah.
And then it's just charred, like, it's almost charred on the outside.
You're telling me it's the steak equivalent of a fish stick. Charred on the outside, frozen on the inside.
Well, it won't be frozen, like, and it'll be room temperature, because that's how that works.
Because otherwise it might be dangerous.
No.
Like, if you don't cook the steak.
That's actually, like, the only way that raw steak is dangerous is the outside of it, because that's where the bacteria goes. You can eat meat, like beef, raw. The only downside is, like, with ground beef as an example. That's a lot of surface area for bacteria to attach to, so you want to cook it through so that you kill all the bacteria.
Right.
For steak, there's no way for the bacteria to get into the steak. It can only be on the surface. So you sear it, like, on all sides. That kills all the bacteria. You can eat raw steak. That's perfectly fine.
That you're going to tell me you're going to eat raw fish.
No, sushi. I get you're doing a bit.
Yeah.
But you can't eat, like, raw chicken or raw pork, because they actually do have bacteria in the meat.
Well, Steven, you will get sick.
What's the best part of handling raw chicken, Steven? To lick your fingers after.
No. No.
Wait, Sarge.
You don't do that.
Finger looking good.
Finger looking good. All right, so you're going to do the crazy steak thing, but back to the original point, Golden Corral.
Yeah.
How was your experience at the Golden Corral?
It was packed.
Was it?
Yeah.
Just real quick, when we were driving back from, I think we went to go to Lowe's or Menards to get lumber. She's going to make a painting she has to make for a class. And we go by Golden Corral, and that's when I saw it for the first time. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was open yet. And the parking lot was so full. Like, it looked wall-to-wall stacked. I compare that to Midori's, which just opened up across from Hibbett's. And it's Not
I've been hearing good reviews, but at the same time, it's Japanese cuisine versus American
country
buffet.
Country style buffet.
American buffet. You get a America, Make America Great hat when you walk in. Steven, did you get your hat?
No, I did not, unfortunately. I did actually say, whenever we were in line, people were still coming in from behind us, and the parking lot was completely full, so I asked Mandy, where are these people parking?
Because, yeah, we got lucky with the spot that I found. Like, I found a great little spot at the end of a line, so I was able to not, like, you know, be so close as, you know, people, when you get a newer car, you learn that people are really bad with doors.
Yeah, Dalton.
That's Dalton. The bumper.
So either way, no, it was packed. Like there was a line going outside the building. And what we didn't know is that it still had the Ryan style line on the inside that kind of weaved around.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
So, I mean, granted, it still went pretty quick. We were in line for maybe what, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes, I would say.
Like, it wasn't long, and it didn't even feel like it was 20 minutes.
The only reason why it was held up just a little bit was because people took a little bit of their time figuring out what they wanted to drink. Because you get your drink before you actually pay for your food.
And, because there was
your Coke.
Pepsi.
Yes.
Oh.
And there was more than a few times that, like, there were two women checking people out. And there was more than a few times that the woman was like, I can get the next person. Next person over here.
And people just weren't paying attention. Well, because they always do.
Yeah, because they were just, you know, getting their drinks ready, I guess. But either way, what I was surprised about, though, like, I figured it was going to be packed. I figured there was going to be a line. What I was surprised to find, though, was that there was a line at the buffet itself.
Like, to get the actual food?
Yeah. Because I kind of figured, like, once we got in there, it would just be, like, free-for-all. You know, you walk, like any other buffet, you walk up,
you grab your food, and you walk away. You don't want a free-for-all buffet.
Not when it was this full. Like, I was like, you know.
You're going to have someone coming in and, like, stealing your plate from you, and you're going to be like, that was my food.
There was actually a woman. So we were waiting in line, and this, the first buffet that you see in there, it's kind of, like, right into your the right as soon as you walk in. And that's where most of the food is. That's where, like, the grill and stuff is, if you get the steak or ham or whatever.
Do they cook it in front of you, like, live?
Yeah.
Live cooking? Okay. That's
like,
cool.
It's all cooked right.
Like a hibachi thing,
the steak is anyway, and, like, the beef and stuff like that's all cooked right there. And basically, there was a line going to the beginning of that line to get around to the beef. So it was like there was a good, like, 30 people in that line. And I was seeing that. I was like, you know, free-for-all is probably, yeah, that's cool. And at one point, like, some people, I guess, just didn't see the line or didn't care. Because one woman walked up, like, to grab a roll, and she just kind of cut in front of, like, 15 people. And one guy, like, came up from a few spots behind, like, where me and Mandy were, and just, like, tapped her on the shoulders, like, ma'am, the line's back there. And she just kind of looked at him like, yeah, but I'm here. And I thought there was going to be a fight.
I mean, did they not have any, I don't know, like deputies or rangers at the Golden Corral?
No, they don't.
I mean, like.
You're doing good if people are using the sneeze guard right. There's a reason I don't like buffets that often.
Except Chinese. You love you some Chinese buffet.
That's hit and miss. The last few times we went, it wasn't very good.
Oh, jeez. It's like a damn banshee outside, yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, it was really good, though. Like, I was surprised. Like, the first piece of steak, I was surprised at how good it was. The second piece had just been sitting in the fire for a really long time.
You keep saying piece. Do you not get a whole steak?
No. No, they cut you off, like, maybe a little, like, 4-ounce serving of steak.
It's a buffet.
Yeah, so you can go back and get as much as you want. They're just not going to give you very much up front.
I just feel like it would go easier
if
you gave me the whole steak.
I mean,
now
you can be like, okay, give me a little bit more, please.
They won't. I tried that.
I mean, they did it the ones I went to.
That was back in Pennsylvania.
And yeah, also, granted, it had been there for a while. It wasn't just still its, like, first week open.
Because he cut off, like, the, you know, the little 4-ounce serving, and I was like, you just give me the bigger piece, man. Like, and he was like, ha, here you go, and gave me the little piece.
And then you pulled Steven over, and you're like, all right, look at the difference in size between me and this guy.
Steven wasn't in that line.
Why would we get the same piece?
I think I was at the dessert tables at that point.
Smart man.
Oh, you went straight for the dessert.
No, that was the first plate. The second one, I skipped the line.
Oh, okay.
Because, so.
All right, I feel like I'm confused by this buffet thing. So there's an order you have to go in, or where?
Apparently. Or you're supposed to? Like I was saying, I'd have to like probably draw for you. You'd have to see it. But the line that I was talking about where the lady cut, that went all the way to where the steak is served. Like, and it goes around the buffet, and, you know, you grab whatever you want as you walk past it. But there was nobody waiting for the steak. There were people waiting for the ham. So I just walked in front of the people waiting for ham and got steak.
But why would anyone pick ham over steak?
I don't. People I think like they were
ham.
Just
really good.
The ham was really good. And I think they were just staying in line. And I was like, I don't really want anything else over there. I just want the steak.
Jesse was rebel. He rebelled.
So I'm like, I'm not going to wait in that entire line to get around to where nobody's waiting.
I used to love buffets. They were my preference. But in my later years when I can't polish off like four plates, I much
it
prefer a
really
down.
Expensive for like for the same like for less than what we paid at the buffet. Like we could have gone to like a reasonable sit down restaurant.
Yeah.
And gotten and had, a decent meal.
Right. But you don't get the choice then.
Sure.
Because this might be the day that you want to explode like a balloon being filled with too much air.
Because I mean, did. Yeah, I mean, I ate way too
Steven
much.
Steven looks like he's got the itis right now. He's got the half closed eyes look going over here.
Because I mean, like, there is something too. Like on my first plate, I had a piece of steak, a couple of pieces of fried fish, I had a piece of chicken.
Like, Lindsay, you want to go to Golden Corral tonight? That's a no. That's
well,
a no.
Going right. later might be a better idea, though.
I don't even know what their hours
yeah,
are.
I have no idea what their hours are. But like, we should probably move past Golden Corral, though.
Please.
Why are you? Because
I am hungry.
Yeah,
and
I'm
this
hungry
isn't
too.
Helping.
How succulent was the steak? On a scale of 1 to Kate Upton's body, how succulent was it?
4.
Oh.
I mean, you put that scale on there. No, it was actually, like I said, it was a good piece of steak. It wasn't, they didn't really season it, which is kind of unfortunate, but it was cooked like on a grill. So yeah, it was pretty good.
And each mouth watering bite you took.
Oh my God, please stop.
Okay. Sorry.
I know what you're doing.
I'm doing it.
Let's move on to the topic of the night,
Steven,
shall we?
Do you know what a moose knuckle is?
God bless
was
America.
Was it the two pictures of a moose and then knuckles from Sonic? Is that what a moose knuckle is?
Yes, dear boy. Yes. Please, well, Shannon.
We'll go with that.
Okay. All right. All right. Fine. So we made it 20 minutes without talking about politics. Now let's keep going.
All right. So
because I've got some things to say.
You
I'm not
going
to say them. I'm not going to say them. I'm not going to say them. Let's move on to the topic of the night. We're talking about irresponsible spending, what we've wasted our money on, what we're happy we wasted our money on versus, you know, what we're unhappy about. I'll start off by relaying one of the dumbest things I ever did that really set me on the path to debt that I'm always going to be on forever. Lindsay, do you remember after I got my job at GameStop, what's the first thing I did?
Bought every system you didn't have?
Well, before that. We went to Best Buy, and what did I buy?
A new computer.
A $700, $800 gaming laptop that I said, I will forever use this.
Oh, I forgot about that, and then its battery pack got jacked up, and it just sat there.
I spent probably close to, after tax, probably $850 on this laptop. And I used it 6 times.
I remember when
no,
you got that.
No, you bought it because we were going to Pennsylvania, and you're like, ooh, I can still play my games on this while we go.
I'm gaming up the whole time. And yeah, I mean, it did work very well for a laptop from that long ago. I mean, I could run SimCity 4 with no problem.
Yeah, I do remember when you got that.
Yeah.
Because I remember you were really excited about it.
I was. And that's the thing with me and spending is I always spend a ton of money and go, oh, this is top of the line. I love it. And then I never touch it. Like the PlayStation VR.
That's not true. You put quite a bit of time into the PSVR. You got rid of it real fast, though.
Well,
for obvious
thank you,
reasons.
By the way.
Yeah. That's what happens when you owe people money. That's when you're just an irresponsible monster in general.
No, that you were the spin king.
I am the irresponsible spend king.
Yeah.
I've got a long list. And most of my stuff is electronic. Like, I've never gone out and bought a car that was, like, super expensive. I've never bought, like, clothes that were super expensive. I bought a suit. I buy normal stuff when it comes to that. But when it comes to electronics, I spend an ungodly amount of money on the dumbest things. I bought brand new when they came out. The PlayStation Vita. That's not so bad. The PSP Go.
Woo.
That's much worse.
You spent months trying to convince me that was a good thing, so I would buy one because you didn't want to be the only one that had a PSP Go.
Yeah, and I still was.
To be fair, now it's actually decent with the mods that you can put on it.
Yeah, yeah. Now I mean you can hack the shit out of it. But back then I was buying everything legit, and I'm like, yeah, you're a sucker, Jesse. You putting games in there like a dog with your analog faucet. I'm over here with my digital copies that I can never trade in.
And then I was like, hey, Shannon, how much did you pay for Soul Calibur?
Oh, it was like $40 on the store.
Yeah. I'm buying it right now, $7.99. Because that was the real problem with like the PSP Go. The games on the store never went down in price.
No, they still haven't, I'm pretty sure. And you can't even access the store anymore.
Yeah, still $40 for Soul Calibur on PSP Go. Their store was dumb.
The PSP Go was probably the dumbest thing I ever bought. And there's a long list of dumb things that
I don't know.
I bought.
The NVIDIA Shield is up there, too.
Oh, son of a bitch. I forgot about that one. We drove to Carbondale for that one.
Yes, we did. Ooh. And then I got pulled over by the cops on the way home.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did I tell them about the Shield?
No.
And then they let me go. They're like, you got enough problems.
I know we didn't get a ticket. I don't remember what they pulled us over for, but I remember while we were still in Illinois, they pulled us over.
Someone probably called the feds and said, someone bought a Shield.
Well, because I remember, because you really wanted one, and there was no place around that had one, and you didn't think GameStop carried them.
And they did. And so I drove all the way to Carbondale to the GameStop up there. I talked to Shonda, and this is after I got fired. I'm surprised she remembered me. Bought it, brought it back down here, then returned it at your GameStop to buy it back under an employee purchase for less money. I won't say whose to protect identities.
And you won't say who did that ringing up.
I will not. So the Shield, for those of you that don't know, what it basically is, it's like imagine a 360 controller with a screen. And it's basically an Android phone or an Android tablet. Yeah, it was like Tegra, I think was the processor.
Yeah, an NVIDIA Tegra. It's a really common CPU nowadays, but right. Back then it was a big deal.
Yeah, and you had this nice built-in controller. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is you could stream PC games from your PC to this thing and play it like a handheld game. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so awesome.
Except that Wi-Fi sucks in our apartment.
Except we used it on Wi-Fi, so it constantly glitched out. And I never used it. But to be in my defense, I sold it back to one of the skags for exactly what I paid for it.
I remember that.
So that was one of the few times that I actually did well. Because that $700 laptop that I had that never worked right, I eventually sold to Riley in Jackson for like $200. And then immediately after he bought it, he like downloaded porn or something to the point that it broke immediately.
Oh,
To be a teenager. Steven, tell me about something you spent way too much money on.
Honestly, again, a desktop PC. The one that I actually brought into the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent probably $850 on it. I mean, it was cheap PC comparatively to what Best Buy had at the time. And I planned on going back to school. So I was going to use that for like homework and whatnot. And I also got a Surface tablet.
Yeah.
And so I could use the Surface tablet and then save my files on the cloud. And then I can just go back home and go on my computer and mess with it.
So you convinced yourself that this was a good purchase for you as a student even?
As a student, yes.
How many times did you use the computer?
More than six times.
Use it so much that I remember it ended up here, plugged into a TV so we could play goddamn Duck Game.
Duck Game. And Brawlhalla.
And Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla. That was...
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So it was Duck Game.
Just that one button made the purchase for me.
The quack button.
That was so much fun.
The only bad thing is if you didn't have friends around, you only could play online. There was no bots.
No.
So you could only do online, and everyone was better than you.
There was challenges.
I mean, everybody was, not only were they better at you, but they had like a macro setup where they were just constantly hitting the quack button. Like it never stopped.
It was like a much more charming teabag from when you lost.
Never got mad.
You can't get mad at everything.
But you can't get mad at the quack.
Quack, quack. You can't get mad at the quack. No, that quack. Part will always make you laugh. Jesse, what about you? What's something that you spent a shit ton of money on that you instantly regretted? Because I feel if anyone at this table has wasted as much money as me, it's you.
Yeah, I have.
How much money did you put into League of Legends alone?
That actually was going to be my biggest one.
Was it?
League of Legends. I don't want to think about the exact number, but over the like 6 years I played that game.
This free game.
This absolutely, totally free game. It is well into the triple digits. Well into, if not closer to four.
Like, oh, jeez. I didn't know that.
I mean, like I said, I played this for 6 years and I am, okay. Now, I know I bash microtransactions and everybody does. I am a sucker for microtransactions that, aren't like pay to win style stuff.
Yeah, cosmetics.
Yeah, stuff that I'm doing to support the game.
Like loot boxes in Overwatch. Yeah. Both of you have done that.
I kind of regret those as well, but
yeah. Watching you guys open it and like, and I'll get back to your story in just a second, Jesse. I'm sorry, but watching you guys play Overwatch and then you buy like the, was it like a bundle of 20?
20. Yeah.
And how much is that?
It's 24 for $20.
Yeah. All right, so 24 so you for get $20. Four extra. And then like, I've seen you guys open a set and like out of the 20, you get like one epic or legendary.
See,
and then
I never had that bad of luck with them. I always consistently get the like top three that I want costume wise for, you know, these, well,
whatever
costume
events
skins.
Going.
Yeah, whatever events going. Cause I don't spend money on regular loot crates. I just wait until there's an event going on.
You get the special ones.
Yeah, I get the special ones.
Right. Now, yeah, he'd be a fool to spend money on regular loot crates.
Yeah.
Jesse, have you done that? You and Ace both.
I mean, I don't do it now.
I mean, like, I did it towards the beginning of the game. Like I think I've spent maybe $20 on standard loot boxes. And then well, on PC and then also $20 on PS4. For regular loot boxes.
I get it. They don't do DLC. They don't do paid DLC.
Right.
Which is fantastic. Yes. So you want to support, and it's Blizzard. Blizzard's always good about their, about everything, really. Blizzard just knocks it out of the park. So I don't mind spending a little bit of money on it, but I don't think I've ever bought a loot box in Overwatch.
Yeah, I bought quite a few.
But not as bad as League of Legends. I remember going with you to Hastings, to GameStop, to anywhere, and you dropping like $50 on cards for those, and me going, holy shit, what are you buying on there?
I mean, I would occasionally, like, basically back then it was the same thing. I would spend, because they would do limited edition skins. And I remember, like, there were a couple of skins that were available when I first started playing. For those of you out there listening, if you're League of Legends fans, you might know what I'm talking about. If you've ever seen the... Oh God, now I can't even remember his name. Urf. If you have ever seen the Urf Warwick skin.
Urf!
Yeah, no, Urf, April Fool's
Day. That sounds like DMX had a stroke.
Okay, so.
Urf!
All right, so now, a little bit of League of Legends history. For the longest time, and I don't know if it still is, April Fool's Day was Urf Day. Because.
We can't take you seriously.
The very first April Fool's Day, they had been hyping up this champion, Urf. And, like, they had been hyping the crap out of this champion, like he was going to be the next big champion. And this was back before they were releasing new champions all the time. And, like, Urf was just this big, like, flying seal. And he had a spatula, and he threw crabs at you. Like, that was the champion. And it
I'm
was
looking
one of those
Urf
things.
Up right now.
Now, here's where it gets kind of, like, dark. Because, so, on Urf Day, April Fool's Day, this when the champion is supposed to be released, instead, they release a skin of Warwick. Now, Shannon, real quick before I tell the listeners, I want you to look up Urf Warwick.
Well, holy shit, I'm looking up Urf first of all. Oh my God, he looks derpy.
He is derpy.
Does he have a Gatling gun on his back?
Yes, well, that's the Urf Rider from the Urf Rider Corki skin.
All right, now we've been looking up Urf Warwick.
Urf Warwick. And I'll look it up here for Steven. All right, so basically the idea was...
Oh shit!
That Warwick found Urf and murdered him and turned his
he's wearing his corpse as a coat.
What? Warwick was a werewolf.
Oh my God.
So Warwick found Urf and killed him and turned his skin into a coat. So the Urfwick skin was one of the ones that I regret because it was only available for a week. And if you didn't buy it, he has never been released again. So far as I know, like, I know they were doing some legacy selling stuff, but yeah, like, there was no way to buy Urfwick ever again. And there for a little while, I was maining Warwick. Like, he was my favorite champion. And I was just so angry that I couldn't get the skin. So from then on, I was like, you know what? No. Every holiday, getting them all. Didn't want to regret it again. And I did. Me, Ben, and Garrett. Like, Riot Games, like, they needed to have sent me, like, a personalized thank you
note. They sent you a Christmas card.
Yeah. Like, what, like, I'm sure Ben Martin probably spent more than anybody else. And I'm sorry for calling you out, Ben, if you're listening. But I'm surprised like he didn't get, yeah, that personalized Christmas card. Like, thank you for putting my child through college. You're a wonderful person. Because, yeah, he was doing the same stuff. But he was also buying a lot of the regular skins that I wasn't buying.
Yeah, I was real picky. I've only bought like 3 skins on League of Legends, and there was one I bought right before we quit playing, and it was who was the
you came back specifically for the skin. It was a Misfortune skin.
No, yes, I definitely bought a lot of Misfortune skins because I like big breasts and she has
wasn't
she
it did a Sailor Moon one though that you came back for?
There was like the Sailor.
No, that's Heroes of the Storm, yeah. Has the Sailor Moon skin. No, this one was, it's the chick that plays like piano or keyboard
Sona.
Or whatever. Yeah. And she had like an arcade, retro arcade
yes.
thing.
And yeah, she was the first one. And then there's an arcade Misfortune.
Yeah, I don't think I got, I may have bought that one, but I never used
you,
it.
That was the one you
that,
came
is
back
that the
for.
One I came back for?
Because she had NES zappers.
Yeah. And I bought that to get that skin, and then I bought the skin, and then I never played it.
You did play it, remember? That was the one. That was the co-op versus AI match.
Was that the one that got me so heated that I just quit playing forever?
Yep, because of the one douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, we've told the story before. The short version is we went into a beginner bot match. And at this point, like, I put a lot of time into this game. I was really good at this game.
Yes.
There was no way we were going to lose a beginner bot match.
Right.
But this guy was, like, trashing Shannon in his build because Shannon was, like, level 3 or something like that. And, yeah, just trashing him. Like, you're gonna cost us the game, all this other stuff, and eventually, like, I got tired of it.
I'm gonna cost that bot match.
Yeah. And eventually I got tired of it, and I really let him have it. And
I was trying to play Peacekeeper. I was just like, Jesse, let it go, it's fine, whatever. But Jesse was like, that's why everyone always asked me, like, someone online the other day said, Shannon, there's an argument going on KFES 12. You want to jump in there and make him look stupid? I'm like, no, I know Jesse's there. They already called in Superman. Batman's not needed. What am I going to do?
So, yeah, no, I went crazy on the dude because again, like I had in practice matches, like just going in to test like my builds, test my like jungle runs, all this other stuff, like done myself versus 5 bots. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not hard. There was no way we were going to lose.
And we didn't.
No.
We won.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then no one played League of Legends again because Heroes of the Storm came out and it's much better.
Uh-huh. That was like, that was my last game for a while too. I was like, if co-op versus AI is this toxic.
Yeah.
Like, I felt bad for Shannon. Like, I was just like, no, this is terrible.
We actually did, we did like 2 or 3 shows on toxic gaming communities. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen to them in the vault. The PZ85 vault. Lindsay. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
We heard about League of Legends, and that's terrible. We all bought computers. What have you spent the most money on? What do you waste our money on?
Where should I start?
Or, like, do you want me to answer for you?
Well, do you want what I waste money on since I've been out here, or what probably started it?
Yes, and then yes.
What?
Start with before, and then we'll go to the after.
I am probably what started it would be my manga collection. Because for some reason, I cannot pick a series that is under 15 volumes long.
In fact, she was just telling me about Skip Beat earlier.
I love Skip Beat.
I didn't ask if you liked it. What's it up to?
It is not done yet. I just read chapter 245, which is in volume 39. 39.
Dude, that's far from unheard of in the manga
chapter
world.
245. How long can that fucking story go?
Looked at Naruto?
I was going to say
no.
Bleach, Naruto, and Dragon Ball Z are all long. Yeah.
And those are like brain dead action comics.
Well, mine's brain dead shoujo. So.
Oh, One Piece.
Shoujo is
oh,
like
gosh,
for girls.
One Piece, yes, oh. is
like
been forever.
Sailor Moon is shoujo.
Oh, okay.
No. Huh? Yeah, shoujo. Shoujo's girls, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then shonen is boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. I know a little bit of Japanese. Oh. Toot my own horn. But those things are terrible.
Yeah, I know, but I love them. But unfortunately, at $10 to $12 a pop.
One of the things that Lindsay and I argued the most about in life was just how much goddamn Japanese comics she reads. I've stopped bothering you about it.
Yes, you have.
But there was a time where I would just get so angry and be like, are you reading another? What? I thought that comic was done. Oh, it is. I found another one. Fucking Christ. It's the same story every time.
No,
nine times
drawn
I
different.
Sent some gay dude into a house full of women. For fuck's sake.
Poor Tenshi.
I got unreasonably angry at her comics.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there reading like X-Men. And I'm like, well, you're reading that when you can read this. And support America.
You know, it's pretty.
And then you're like,
I like pretty.
Clearly you didn't.
See, and the, what Lindsay.
Aww.
What Lindsay should have replied with when you said something about X-Men was like, oh, so the X-Men on the brink of extinction again? How are they going
to
save themselves
to be
this
fair,
time?
I owned X-Men comics before you. But the part that's frowned upon, no, before I was knew you,
okay,
is what
okay,
I meant.
All right.
The part that's frowned upon is that it was Evolution.
I didn't know they did X-Men Evolution comics.
They did. It was basically just, wasn't it just pictures? Like,
it was basically episodes condensed. Like, yeah, it wasn't the deal where they like do the like photo thing of it. It was redrawn and stuff that way.
Okay, so you did manga and you bought a lot of manga, and I remember that, but since you've been here.
Well, even before that, my Sailor Moon and Pokemon, and those two alone since I've come here.
When I think about how much money she spent,
I have to limit
on
myself
Pokemon
on
alone.
What I'm allowed per item.
Holy shit. If you've ever been to my apartment or our apartment, because
well,
we share an apartment
with
Bob.
Well, plushies are between $8 and $25 a pop.
And how many would you say you have?
Well over 300.
Let that sink in.
I can cover our entire living room floor with them, I'm pretty sure.
Thousands of dollars worth of Pokemon merchandise she has.
And like whenever you start thinking about like the quantity stuff, like I said, microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like I am just the worst. I have dropped so much money on microtransactions just on random things like, League of Legends, Overwatch, this new Fire Emblem Heroes game I've already put $20 into. Like,
same here.
Marvel Puzzle Quest I put quite a bit of money into.
See, I try not to. I have a couple pay-to-play games. Like, you can do it completely without, but you get better stuff if you buy it.
Correct.
And I haven't gone crazy. I've lucked out at work. I've gained iTunes gift cards, so I haven't put entirely all money into it.
Right. I am very upset that I've put money into the Black Ops 3 black market.
The loot box system?
The loot box, yeah. Mm.
I never did that one. I managed to avoid that.
I mean,
good for you.
I didn't.
You wanted them guns.
And that's what made me like quit the game was the guns that they kept adding to the black market. Yeah. It's like, it's total bullshit.
I think it finally hit a point for me because you never think about spending like $10 here, $15 there on games, you know, because you like the game. Yeah. Jesse, as you know, I spent $20 on a Scarlet Spider outfit for Marvel Heroes.
I was actually going to bring up Marvel Heroes again.
We spent an ungodly amount of money on that.
Yeah.
But I think it finally got to me when I was sitting here at the store and I had just downloaded Star Trek Online for PS4. Mm-hmm. And I was playing it and CJ was here and Allie was here. And I think it was either CJ or Allie that said, did you just spend $15 on a jacket for your character? And I was like, yeah, but it's like a trench coat. And then I thought to myself, did I just spend $15 on a jacket in a game? I could have bought dinner. Then you get a little depressed.
Because I don't think I've ever done anything quite like that. Though I guess
I've
been the equivalent.
Pets and mounts and WoW.
Yeah, because like, I mean, there's not much of a difference. Like, I bought a couple of the legendary skins in League of Legends, and those are like $15 to $20.
Oh, speaking of WoW, one of the dumbest things I ever did was I bought the BlizzCon live stream just to get the Murloc Knight pet.
I've done that 2 years in a row now.
Have you really?
You got the Bastion skin.
Yeah, because I like the BlizzCon like live ticket.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I've done that 2 years
like
in a row.
That's like $70.
No, it's not. It's 40.
Was it only 40?
Yeah.
Maybe I got the extended version.
If you buy the, like it's $40 to get the ticket, and then there's like the gift bag that you get if you actually go to BlizzCon.
Which I've always wanted to.
Oh, me too. Like that's a dream trip. Like, yes. I want to do it someday.
Well, let me ask you this though. Did you watch BlizzCon?
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh.
I paid $40 for that pet.
Oh, see, yeah, I watched it.
Cause I love Murlocs that much.
And he's adorable.
And it came with
he has a helmet and falls on his face.
He's from Diablo. He's a what is the paladin from Diablo? Not a paladin. Is it a paladin?
Are you talking about the Crusader in Diablo 3?
It's a Crusader Murloc.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he goes, wah, 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 thump.
Yeah, he'll like teleport and fall. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
That's awesome.
He's worth $40.
So, yeah, I mean, like whenever I got those tickets, like I said, I've done it the last 2 years. The first year I did it, like there's some Heroes of the Storm stuff you get.
You get something for every game from
Blizzard.
Yeah,
you get stuff for every game they had. And then, yeah, this last year they had like a Bastion skin that you got for it. There was a Hearthstone card back. There was a Heroes of the Storm mount. The year before, that was actually like, I got early access to, the Twin Ogres.
In Heroes of the Storm.
Yep.
Cho'Gath?
Cho'Gath.
Yep. Cho'Gath, yeah.
Or Cho'Gall.
Cho'Gall, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Cho'Gath was, that's a League of Legends character.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Cho'Gall was the big, and it was really cool because you have to have, two people have to play this one character.
Yeah.
And I remember that I was able to give it to Shannon just by like, all he had to do was, I had to click the character and then he clicked to be the second part of the character.
And it's like, yes, play with me, we are yep. friends.
But I never did that. Cool. No, we never did it.
Really?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
You're talking about somebody else, buddy.
I mean, you could still get it that way. Ben Martin is who I'm talking about.
They did that Heroes of the Storm challenge thing over the past winter. Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah, me, you and Steven and Asa were like, let's do this. We'll all do it together. And then you all did it. I did like 3 matches and never did it again.
We kept inviting you.
I know. It's just, I was busy or depressed.
Or both.
Or both.
So they're like, Shannon, come on.
If it makes you feel better, I never got to the 30 matches, rewards with like 5 other characters that I have that I don't have because like, I just started playing.
I really wanted Gray Man. Didn't get
Gray Man is so awesome.
I'll probably buy him at some point later. Could have got him for free.
I want Nova. I'm actually saving up gold for Nova.
Nova was the first character I bought, I think, other than Arthas.
You bought Tank Girl.
She was like a little bit later Sergeant because Hammer. I didn't know I'd like her because it was I mean I picked Nova because she's. Well, sexy. She's blonde, and she is stacked.
I mean, you don't have to pretend. We all know why you bought her.
I like women and men.
We all do. Well.
What, we all do, Lindsay?
What?
Everybody can enjoy a good female figure. yeah, no, I've spent money on those. I didn't buy, like, if you buy the welcome packs, they actually send you, like, a goodie bag of real-life stuff that I've always thought I was going to buy and never did because it's, like, $30.
So you like transgenders, then?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, you said that everyone can appreciate the female form, and, you know, it's like some of those men look like women.
That's not what I said at all, and I don't really understand, like, you're taking a stretch here.
No, it's just, it just struck me.
And I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself.
No, in my head, it's like, all right, so I know I don't mind. But Calvin is on my side. I think I've caught him scratching himself vigorously. No, that's not true. Don't get that rumor out there. What were you talking about?
I was going back to Blizzard about like the little goodie bags. Like I've never like they're $30, and I've never bought them.
Well, you can actually get the goodie bag from there, even if you don't go.
You have to buy the $40 ticket. And then you can buy the $30 goodie bag.
And depending on what they give you, man, sometimes those bags, I think it was the first or second year, they gave out a Murloc pet ticket. And those things go for hundreds of dollars online now.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, Blizzard's crazy like that.
But nowadays, like, if they give you any in-game content, they don't give it to you via tickets.
It's all
like,
digital. Because people kept doing that. People kept selling their, it was like people that are, this damn Switch is coming out next week. And how many of those Switches that are getting purchased are going right online?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, Jesse, sweet baby.
I
didn't do it with the Nintendo Classic Mini. You can't.
I'm not going to. It's just one of those things it's so tempting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Darth Sidious right now is telling me, like, look, come over to the dark side where there's a substantial amount of money to be made. And I'm like, you make a great point.
Are you sure someone else isn't talking in your ear?
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah, no, it's literally nobody else. Like, everybody else is like, man, I'm kind of jealous you're getting the Switch. Or, why are you getting a Switch?
There you go. There's the accurate answer.
I mean, it's a little both. Like, Steven's jealous I've got a pre-order. Everybody in the group chat's like, why?
I'm somewhere in the middle.
I still say that I'm more excited about the Switch than getting an Xbox One, so.
You give me an actual Pokemon game on it, and I'll get excited.
I think there's rumors.
I know there's rumors.
There's going to be one.
Speaking of rumors for every system. So, yeah.
Speaking of Pokemon, both of you, how much have you spent on Pokemon cards?
My life?
Yeah, I think she's worse than you.
Okay,
yeah.
My worst has been this past year. Because before this past year, I would just sporadically buy boxes
booster
packs here and
like
there.
5 or 6. But yes. This past year, you spent at least
$300, $400, $500. Well, I have bought every single generation's legendary box except for one, and because I didn't buy that one, I'm going to be spending at least twice as much to get it.
I wonder why you're so broke all the time.
Now, if you throw Magic the Gathering in with that.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about how much I spend on Magic, but I can already say.
Triple digits?
Oh, God. Oh, sweet child.
Oh, Shannon.
4 digits. Easily.
So here's the thing. if assuming Lindsay has bought that, like spent what she spent in the last couple of year, or last year, if she had done that for the last 3 years, she still wouldn't have me beating Magic.
So you say you've spent over $1,000 on Magic.
Yeah.
Have you spent over $2,000?
That's hard. I'm not sure. Because here's the thing, like with, when it comes to Magic, and like, you also have to kind of look at it a different way. For a long while, it was a self-sustaining hobby for me. I guess you have to kind of.
You explained on the show, I think a couple weeks ago, you buy a pack, you keep,
Well, that was something different. But the way I was playing Magic, I would win, like, on Friday Night Magic. Like, I would place high, like, top four, and I would get, like, sometimes top number one, number two. Either way, I would always place consistently pretty high, and I would get, like, free booster packs or store credit, that kind of stuff.
You'd be getting prizes.
I would get prizes, and, like, that money I would put towards buying cards to improve deck or build another deck, and that, or, you know, I would save it up.
This was the self-sustaining economy that you'd been looking for.
Yeah, so all I had to do was spend the $5 to play on any of those nights. And that would lead to more money that I could only use towards cards. I couldn't use cash for it. So if you include that, then it's, yeah, obscenely high. But I would also frequently still buy, like, more expensive cards. Like,
and that I haven't done yet. There's some I really, really want, but I can't bring myself to drop money on just an individual card.
Yeah, I did all the time. It was way cheaper than buying the booster packs trying to find it.
I want that Blastoise card, but I will not spend $60 on it.
I've only done that with video games and only in like rare video games, you know, that for a while I was buying Super Nintendo. I've got at least four or five, $200 to $300 Super Nintendo games alone. So yeah, I feel your pain. Just everybody's got their habit, you know, their addiction.
The reason I really regret the whole
Dalton
Magic
Anthony's
thing
is toys.
Yeah.
Aces, I mean, me is too. Everything.
See, the thing with Magic though, and for me, and the why I'm kind of upset that I spent that kind of money is I don't play anymore.
Yeah.
Because,
well, like League of Legends.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, cause the local community for Magic is not, or our local shop is terrible.
Which,
like,
one?
Snapkeep.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, I don't, the owner has never been nice to me. Coffee, the previous owner, was awesome. I loved Matt Coffee. But this new guy, like, he's pretty much always been a dick. Most of those people there, like, they formed their own neat little clubhouse. And I guess somehow that sustains them, or maybe just the online store sustains them. I don't know how they're still open, really.
Yeah, because I never see cars there.
I don't either. I very rarely see cars there. I don't see them post on Facebook about events much anymore, but I guess they're doing all right. I mean, Magic is, like, ridiculously profitable because you got suckers like me that need to have, like, their new competitive deck so that I can, you know, stay competitive and stay playing. Magic cards can get expensive.
You split that into a Magic/vape shop? Holy shit.
That's too much money.
That's too much money.
Nobody can handle that kind of profit.
Lindsay.
What?
We're looking to open up a shop.
No.
I do know, and Magic cards, in terms of how expensive they can get, I have a friend, I'm not going to call him out. He has one card, and it's not me. I promise it's
okay,
not me.
Okay, I think it's either you or Ben Martin.
I'm not going to call out the person. It's... It's like,
we'll call him Ben M. No, no.
If I eliminate Ben, that leaves only one other option. So I'm not going to call out Ben. I'm not going to say it wasn't Ben.
Okay.
But this individual that I know has one card that he spent $700 on.
No. What?
There is one piece of cardboard, and there's Magic cards that are worth more.
Can he sell it back right now and make his money back?
Probably.
But
or more. Actually, I'm curious what it's worth. Like, he won't, because he's using it in his deck, like one of his decks.
Does he win all the time? Is it like an instant win button? Because I shit you not, there was a mobile game years ago. I don't know if you guys remember this. It was a phone game back when phone games were really catching on. Mm-hmm. And you could, it was like $100, $200, but it was literally a gun that just shot everywhere at the same time.
You remember that?
Yeah. And people, and this kid bought it and got in a lot of trouble because it would just kill everything at once. And it's like, what's the point of that?
It was the ultimate pay to win.
Yeah. It was literally a win button. Jesse, while you're looking that up, I'm going to read back some fan feedback.
Right, go ahead.
Because we're about done with the show here. I asked on Facebook, on our Podzilla page and on my personal page, for you guys to tell us some stuff you spent your money on. Johnny Atwood, friend of the show, says, computers and gaming consoles are the big one on both directions for me. And when pressed to be more specific, he said, not very, but as poor. Jesse is stroking his beard. He dropped his phone.
Holy cow. cow.
You can say shit this Thursday.
This is beyond that.
Oh, no.
All right. So, yeah, he paid like $750 for the card. That card currently, the average selling price on TCGplayer.com, which is the primary source to go and buy individual
I
cards.
I need that website for me to sell my extras on.
Yeah, like it's awesome. Like, I love TCG Player. $1,280.63 is the average price for this card.
See, at least it's not $50.
Yeah. That would have been worse.
It would have been so much worse.
How much is that card worth now? $40.
Because I mean, I know another person that something similar had happened to. I'm curious what it actually is going for now. Well, yeah, like it was Katie Reed. There was this card, Voice of Resurgence. way back in the day. That was actually from that, remember that set we were talking about that was mapped?
Yeah.
Voice was in that set. And that card, when it first came out, was going for upwards of like $70-$80. It is currently, $20.
Yuck.
And she bought a playset.
What's like Ooh. Amiibos? People that spent $90, $100 on Amiibos that they can now get for $14 like the rest of us.
Yep. Fortunately, like I do regret buying all the Amiibos, but I didn't pay like I'd never paid more than $20. Like the most I paid for an Amiibo was $18.
I never spent a single dollar over asking price, not once. I'm proud to say that.
Yeah, there were two of them I ordered from Japan for $18, and that was the most I ever spent on an Amiibo.
Were they the Fire Emblem figures, or were they the other?
No, wasn't one of them Ness?
Yeah, one of them was Ness. I got a Japanese Ness, and because I got that one for $16, and then another one was, I think it was Ike. No, I got an Ike in store because Big Johnny hooked us up with that.
Shout out to Big Johnny.
I wish I had one of the like first run Ikes, because the later editions just the plastic was different, and it just looks so much different.
I have a first. The face looks a little derpy.
Yeah. I have a first run Little Mac, and at the time, everybody like bowed down to me, you know.
Well, yeah, because your first Little Mac was actually that one was over retail because I remember I got that for you because it was another Japanese one.
Oh, was my Little Mac Japanese?
The first one was, and you sold it to Nate Smith because he wanted it more.
Oh, that's right. I was a nice guy, wasn't I? Yeah. Good for me. When I think about how much money I spend on Amiibos, plus video games, plus computers, plus pizza, plus
pizza.
It's staggering the amount of money I could have saved by now.
I mean, just think about
and
the
everyone
Amiibos.
Out there is listening to it right now. They feel the same way.
Yeah.
Everyone right now is thinking about what they've spent their money on in the past few years, and they're going, shit.
I mean, that's the same with like anything that comes with collecting or a hobby.
Yeah.
Yep, like my life.
Yeah. Like if you think about any hobby, like anybody's hobby can get really expensive really fast.
That's why I have to limit myself on my Sailor Moon collection. I will not spend more than $30 on a doll. And there's several ones out there that I want that start at like $200, but I'm like, nope.
Well, it's
can't
like,
do it.
At some
won't
point,
do it.
At some point when you're collecting things, you just kind of look at it and go, all right, I got it. Now what?
It sits on the shelf and collects dust. I'm like, oh, I really should clean this off, but I don't want to.
But it's that thing, like it's that collector's mentality, like I have it.
Yeah, but eventually you also think, but I could sell it.
Uh-huh.
Which is what is the
But then
mentality
I will miss
I'm
it
now.
When I do sell
well, no,
it.
No, you're not allowed to sell anything, but I will. Speaking of, we got more of dumb things purchased. Mike Branham, also a friend of the show. Hey, I play games and do stuff over there on, was it YouTube?
Yeah.
He says, I bought No Man's Sky. Yes. Johnny Atwood said, so did I. Steven, did you buy No Man's Sky?
I did not. I thankfully.
Who did? CJ did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Day one.
CJ.
Day one.
Because a lot of us were really wanting to play. And then when we found out there was no multiplayer, that just immediately like flattened all interest.
And then it was just basically a walking simulator. And if you walk too far, you need to get more fuel so that you can walk further.
Walking simulator.
It was boring Minecraft in space.
Mm hmm.
Calvin A. Bear, Allie's brother, and he got so excited when Lindsay and I were talking about it earlier. He was like, did you post it on this? Cause I'm going to post. Cause he just spends an ungodly amount on stuff all the time. I don't know where he gets his money.
I mean, he lives with his parents.
Cause he works for
bills,
me.
Right?
Yes.
So yeah, like that's pure disposable income.
Calvin says, this is just a few things that he just recently bought. He doesn't even have his damn 3D printer on here. Because that was only $150.
Yeah,
that wasn't too bad.
Oh, okay. This is a purchase that you regret. I don't think he regrets the 3D printer.
No, just regret.
I don't regret any of my purchases. Yeah, it's just I could probably have a really nice car if I wouldn't have bought all this stuff and then some.
I regret some of my purchases.
I also regret some of my purchases.
There are some things I kind of go, I wish I had done things differently.
The Marvel chess set.
Oh, but they're so cool looking.
They are beautiful, and I love them.
You just have no one to play chess with.
And it's not even that. If I wanted to play chess with someone, why would I all right, let's play with these
expensive,
brittle characters.
You just have to pick very carefully who you play with.
All right, we're going to put on the latex gloves and
put your hazmat suit on. Calvin Hebert says he has a Cintiq Companion HD, which I think is his tablet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
$999.95.
I mean, that's normal for a touchscreen tablet deal.
His recording computer rig, which I guess is just for his YouTube stuff, because he also has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of it is.
Don't either.
But it was $1,200 and something. When you're just chipping off pieces of the gold bar, who cares? And he also bought...
Which is Rockefeller over there.
Thank you. You hit our quota. He also bought No Man's Sky. A lot of suckers out there. Drew Girardi, Pinion, whatever you want to call him. He says, at the end of the year, I'm taking a trip to Japan. It's not cheap. It's not, but that's something I don't think I would regret.
No.
Well, actually, I might. Because it's like when you go to Six Flags or one of those places. You have fun at the moment, but then the moment you're done, when you're done with it, you think, okay, now that's over. I have nothing to show for it. I could have saved that money.
But you've got to, look at the experience. And Six Flags, I feel like that's a whole different animal. That's like experiencing a special pizza at Pizza Hut versus going to JJ Twigs.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's one of those, it's not like going to Six Flags is awesome and everything. And if you go with friends, you can have fun times and fun memories. But that is just having been to another country. That's a completely different experience.
In a country like Japan. Yeah. I think that would not be I don't think that would be a trip I would ever regret.
No. Yeah. I mean, the farthest I've been is Pennsylvania. So. Yeah. Olivia Guajardo. I never could pronounce that last name right. Said Pretty Guardian 16 and 17 Sailor Moon official fan club membership. I don't know the exact.
I didn't do it because it's expensive.
Is it?
Yes. You get some cool stuff, but most of it's just paper.
Well, she said that the shame part comes in when you consider that I carried the lip gloss brooch around with me for a couple of weeks and that I'm an adult or whatever. And then over on the Podzilla page, we got Aaron Picard, of course. It can't be a show without Aaron Picard. Actually, we'll get first. Chelsea Shutt says, I spent $200 on a costume.
That's pretty cheap for a cosplay costume.
Depending on what kind of costume.
Very true.
And, you just think about it. It would have been free for her to not have spoken about Milo Yiannopoulos the other day. That didn't cost a thing.
Who deleted that comment? Because I know it got deleted.
I didn't.
So I'm guessing she did.
She had to have done it.
Yeah.
Aaron Picard says, I have not read Aaron's comment yet, so I hope this goes where it's supposed to. Because Aaron has a habit of just going into the wilderness. He says, I joined Burn Lounge, which I don't know what that is. Some musician friends talked me into it. I was supposed to be the future. It was supposed to be the future of the music industry. Turns out it was a pyramid scheme. I forgot about it until I got a check from a class action lawsuit. I used to pay $85 a month for cell service from AT&T. This was before the iPhone took over the world. I think I also had a bill similar to that with my family. At one point, I wouldn't get text messages until a week after they were sent. I called them up yelling F-bombs, telling them to fix it, or I'll drop them like they do my calls. Thinking of Aaron Picard saying the F-bomb, that'll get me through the night.
That's kind of hilarious.
That'll keep me warm tonight. Okay, we got to get out of here. We're over on time just a little bit, but not too bad. So we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Lindsay and Jesse and Steven.
Yes.
Good to have you back. It's good to see you again.
It's good to be back.
We do. All right, so real quick. For those of you that are these people used to be on the show. They're not on the show anymore. We see each other every day. Almost all of us see each other every day.
We're in the studio all the time.
Yeah. Except for Krista.
Yeah.
Because she took her ass down to New Orleans.
Yeah, she's moving on to bigger and better things.
Stephanie, who last time I saw Stephanie was on a milk carton.
She was here for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but she's not been on a show in a long time.
Oh, that's true.
We put up a giant billboard on top of the building here that says, missing, no reward.
Call somebody.
And CJ, who is usually in the alley beside us. Never mind. We're out of here. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Sunday. Jesse will be back with Nerd Up.
It's true. Oh, did you want to... plug some of the stuff?
I will. Yeah, I sure. All right, guys, here's what I want you to do. Go to Podzilla or facebook.com/Podzilla1985. You can like us on there. Keep up with us. Cool. Go to Podzilla1985.com. Listen to the old shows. Check through the cast pages. But I need to talk to you about that after the show, by the way. There's problems.
You
can go to redbubble.com. Search Podzilla1985. Buy some of our really cool merchandise, which, unlike what Dalton said last night on the show, is not made from Lindsay. It's made by Lindsay.
Are we chopping me up and turning me into t-shirts now?
I don't know, but Dalton said on POWU last night that it's made from our own Lindsay Wolfgang. We're like, no, Dalton.
I don't sew the shirts. I'm sorry.
And
I can do that, but it's not made from your skin either.
It's an important thing.
Dalton wants a. Oh no, that's dark.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You can send us some money on there if you want to support the show monetarily. We absolutely appreciate it. Anything you can offer will put you in our hearts. And there are levels
on our website.
levels of rewards. You can check it out on there. Jesse, you had something else you were going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, with the Facebook thing. If you like us on Facebook, that's where you'll get those updates where we read these questions out.
Yeah.
That's where we post it. If you want us to read your question.
On the air. By the way, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people all over the world. I put a picture up there the other day showing where our listenership is, and it is everywhere. We have almost hit every part of the world. We'll leave it at that, and don't say a word. So that's all. Good night, guys. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Steven, take us out, because you're here. You're never here. Go ahead.
Goodbye.